Pamela. Hey, Pamela Alexander, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Tom?
Sib, it's time. It's time,
it's that
Sib,
time?
For the Ford HBCU Community Challenge. Oh, it's that time. You got to get those. You got to sign up if you want some of this scholarship money. Pamela Alexander is Director of Community Development for Ford Motor Company Fund, and she's a great partner for the Tom Joyner Foundation and the Tom Joyner Morning Show. And this will make the fourth or fifth year.
This is the fourth year, Tom.
Fourth year that we've done this.
HBCU Community Challenge, and it has been just a great program. Last year, Clark Atlanta won first place.
Mm-hmm.
North Carolina A&T and Alabama were second and third with some really. What I love about this program, Tom, is it comes up with solutions for our community, sustainable solutions for our community, whether it be conserving water to conserve water and help people save money, or to, you know, grow vegetables in their own homes so they have healthy food in the winter, like the Spelman winners from the previous year. I love this program, Tom, and we're so invested in it for it.
And Tom loves it, too. He comes back so excited, Pamela. Every year he comes back. And it's so hopeful about our future with the projects these kids come up with.
Because these kids come up with these projects on how to better our community.
Mm-hmm. Solutions.
Solutions. Solutions. And it's... You kind of feel like Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Because they come with these programs, and they're taking. Ford is going to help finance the development of some of these programs, and it is great. It is great. $75,000 in scholarship money is up for grabs.
And that's just for first place, Tom. It's $100,000 in grants total, including the grants that you just mentioned, for them to implement their program. So even if you don't take first place with the scholarships, you still get money to help your community.
So what was the program that the winners from Clark had last year?
They had the hydroponic telepathic conservation system to help people save water when they're watering their lawns and things like that, so that their water bills stayed down lower and saving millions of gallons of water.
How far along are they in this? Because I could really use this right now.
I think we were all thinking that, you know, when they made this presentation last year, Sybil, they're pretty far along. They're working on it. It's under development, you know, and we keep in touch with a lot of the winners. And the Spelman Project the previous year went really well. They were working with kids in schools to help them grow vegetables and food in their house so that they could have healthy vegetables. It's not just about, you know, adults or college students, it's about the impact on the community and the kids that they're helping.
And then the first year, I think it was Houston Tillerson?
Yes, Professor Dumpster. We remember him well.
Yeah.
If you recall, they had the proposal to where they
on
were
how to
literally,
take how to take dumpsters and make them livable. And
exactly.
And I mean, this program was amazing because those dumpsters looked like a really nice place you want to bring a date to.
It was a nice little spot. And what's great about this program, Tom, first of all, we want to thank you again at Ford for partnering with us on this. You are so committed to HBCUs, and so are we at Ford. So we just want to thank you and your morning show and your morning show listeners by voting for the finalists in this program for working with us on this for the fourth year in a row. It's great. We love working with the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
So how are the submissions? Are they coming along?
They're coming in. The submissions you can submit. It opened on August 15th, so it's only been open a couple weeks. And, you know, the kids are just getting back to school.
Yeah.
And it closes on October 9th. And then, as you know, your listeners towards the end of August or October can judge to help pick the top three finalists that then come to Dearborn to present their proposal.
Yeah.
Nice.
Can't wait.
Yeah. I can't wait. It's a great program. We're still going further in our community. You know, Tom, Ford has invested $250 million in the African-American community and community programs, scholarships and organizations since we were founded. So we're going to continue to do that. And we're just grateful to have partners like the Tom Joyner Foundation and the Tom Joyner Morning Show to work with.
The Ford Motor Company, fun. I love it.
Keep up the great work, Pamela.
Thank you so much. We'll talk
to you soon. Pamela Alexander. Once again, students, October 9th is the deadline for submission. Go to blackamericaweb.com for all the details.